Good afternoon. A deep trough of low pressure continues to carve itself out across the Great Lakes and Northeast. As this does so, copious amounts of rain fell across parts of Long Island and southern and eastern New England in the pre-dawn hours this morning, resulting in extensive localized flooding. Most of the heaviest rain remained out of interior New York and New England, although some moderate to bursts of heavy rain did fall in spots through the latter portion of the morning and now into the early part of the afternoon. A frontal boundary approaching from the west will have an opportunity to produce more showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, as we get into the early to mid part of the afternoon. However, after the frontal system passes, the prospects for heavy rainfall will diminish as we head toward the evening hours. In the meantime, with clouds and showers around, temperatures will struggle to get out of the mid-70s in most places, while dropping back into the 50s behind the front tonight. There'll even be some 40s in outlying areas, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as some of the clouds begin to break up during the overnight hours. That trough of low pressure, represented by a cool pool of air, will remain over top of interior New York and New England for the next couple of days, and temperatures will ride well below average by about 10 degrees. Readings tomorrow will only reach into the lower 70s with in-and-out sunshine and a breeze out of the west, and also the chance of a few passing showers, especially across the higher terrain. We'll still run the risk of a passing shower or two on Friday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, as highs across the higher terrain will be in the 60s and only in the lower 70s in the valleys. We'll turn it around as we head into the weekend, with readings pushing into the middle and upper 70s with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, and a disturbance heading our way from the Ohio Valley will bring us the next chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the second half of the weekend, with temperatures staying in the mid-70s. After this system passes, early next week we'll push it back up into the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday as high pressure builds back in. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Pacific Northwest and Northern Intermountain region. A strengthening belt of southerly mid-level winds will precede an advancing trough moving inland over Oregon and Northern California, along with a core of cold air. The result will be scattered strong to severe thunderstorm development across a corridor including portions of central and northeast Oregon into Washington and Idaho and western Montana and Wyoming. Within the corridor, a combination of moderate instability and 40 to 55 knots of effective shear will support the development of sustained storms and supercells capable of large hail and damaging winds through this afternoon and into the evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston, rain in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high 98 set in 1947, and the record low 43 in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m., sunset this evening 8 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours and highs in the mid-70s to around 80. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, highs in the mid-70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and possibly some thunderstorms today with heavy downpours and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, in and out sun, breezy and much cooler with a passing shower and lower humidity, lower 70s. The risk of a shower tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds, milder though Saturday, mid to upper 70s. A shower or storm Sunday, mid-70s, and lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.